Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some wine and chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey girl, I'm Micaela, a mother, wife, Jesus follower, podcaster, empowerment coach, and a Chicana who loves her cafecito. I'm on a mission to empower each mujer to give herself permission to be the woman God created her to be. Because just like you, I wear many hats. Girl, I see you trying to take care of everyone else. But on this podcast, I invite you to grab your cafecito or glass of wine, sit back, relax, because I'm going to mentor you and teach you how to stop being afraid of becoming the woman you know you were meant to be. So you ready? All right, girl, let's do this. Hey, amiga, welcome to a new episode of The Fearless Mujer. Hey, girl, happy Friday. So I want you to know that the doors are closing to the Fearless Mujer Mentoring Program. Yeah, girl. Doors close on 8/21 at midnight. That's tomorrow. So if you have been praying, maybe you've been praying about, should I do this? Look, I wanted to jump on here. I wanted to answer some of the questions that have slid into my DMs on IG. And so I'm going to answer some of those questions. But check it out. I know you're ready to take a chance on yourself so you can accomplish your goals, you can pursue your dreams, and begin stepping into your authority. Here's the thing, okay? A lot of times we have all these ideas, right? Or maybe we've tried something in the past, but then we failed at it, or it didn't go right, or we didn't give it enough time. And so then we're like, okay, but I still feel like doing this thing. I still think that I'm supposed to do this. And it could be anything, right? Anything that's on your heart that kind of doesn't go away. I always say, how do you know if you're supposed to do something? It's usually right there. It doesn't go away. The feeling gets stronger. The thought and the vision gets bigger. And then you're just kind of frustrated. So here's the reason why a lot of women cannot actually follow through on pursuing their dream or setting those goals, because a lot of times it seems too big and it seems too hard. Like, and here's the thing, okay, I'm going to say this and I'm going to be real with you, okay? You know that I don't sugarcoat anything. We don't always see ourselves for who we are. You don't always see yourself for who you are. You might see yourself the way that other people have spoken about you or spoken to you, or the ugly things that they've said to you, right? I call those labels. But you don't really see yourself the way that you are, your gifts, your talents. Now, you probably do, but there are a lot of women that don't, or they don't fully see who they really are. And so why does that happen? Why can't you get from A to B? Like, you're like, hey, how do I cross that bridge to actually begin pursuing my dreams? How do I do it? You have to know your why, girl. Why are you doing it? But here's the thing that I'm going to tell you. When you know who you are at your core, you will boldly step into your authority and confidently begin to pursue the dreams on your heart. Okay, think of an apple, right? It's red on the outside, it's white on the inside, but when you cut it in the middle, it has a core in the middle. That's how we are. And when we know who we are deep down inside, what other people say about our dream isn't going to faze us. You're not going to want to people please, right? And I'm saying this because maybe you don't struggle with that, but trust me, there's some women who have mention that to me, like, I don't want people to be mad at me. And guess what? I've had that problem. I'm a recovering people pleaser. So, you know, a lot of women have these big dreams on their heart, but they don't find the confidence to actually pursue their dreams. And I want you to know that, number one, you're not going to be judged here, okay? You are not going to be judged. That's not my style. I'm here to cheer you on, to be in your corner. And you don't have to live with the worry of, like, what are others going to think? Because like I said, you're going to know who you are, okay? When you are done, you are going to be so inspired to actually pursue those dreams. And more importantly, you're going to set the goals to pursue them, okay? So instead of listening to the podcast and the motivational speakers that might only motivate you temporarily, girl, you can begin stepping into your authority by discovering who you are at your core. That is like something that is so important. Like, you have to know who you are, and you have to challenge yourself by asking, what do I want from my life moving forward, right? Some people don't ask that, and it's okay if you haven't, right? If you have and you're like, how do I move forward even bigger, right? My vision is so big. Girl, let's talk about it, okay? Because I want you to know that it's time to take a chance on yourself, because you're not alone. Can I be real with you? I know that a lot of you are moms, and I know that a lot of you want to give to your kids and you want to do everything for your kids. But I'm going to ask you a question, and hey, you might get mad at me, but I'm just going to be real, okay? When do you take the time to invest your time in yourself and invest in yourself financially? Like, let's just be real, right? Let's take the Band-Aid off. I know that a lot of times when an opportunity is presented to us, we get scared because we're like, whoa, I don't know if like I could pay for that. I don't know if like, you know, I invest, if it's a good idea. I've never done that. I've never invested. Those were things that used to go into my mind whenever I was presented an opportunity. And I would get scared, you guys, because, and I'm being real with you, okay? I would get scared because here's the problem. For a lot of women, we have been conditioned to think you're going to run out of money. You shouldn't invest in that because, you know, what are you going to gain? Like, what are you really going to gain? We start to doubt. We start to go like the negative route. But sometimes you have to look at it from a different angle, okay? What will you gain if you actually invest in yourself? I'm talking about being a mom and like thinking about your kids all the time, because that was me. My kids are a little bit older now, right? But that was me. I would feel so bad if I invested in myself before I did something for the kids. Now, I'm not saying like starve your kids, don't buy them what they need, don't feed them. That's not what I'm saying. So don't get it wrong, because I'm all about like making sure the kids have what they need, right? They are important, but you're important too. And as a mother, I'm talking to the moms right now. As a mother, you want your kids to see that you're pursuing your dreams. You want your kids to see that you're doing what it takes to grow, even if it's hard. And so, look, I want you to know that I've been there. I've had to come face to face with like, well, I don't know if I should invest in this. But I'm going to tell you what, when I did finally invest, yeah, I was scared, right? Because anytime you do something out of your comfort zone, you feel scared because you're like, oh man, like your brain literally thinks that you're in danger. So you start feeling scared. But the more that you walk into, you know, the commitment that you make to yourself, the more that you tell yourself, no, I'm committed to stepping out of my comfort zone, even if that means that I have to invest my finances or invest my time, right? Because it's also time that you have to invest into growing, into knowing more about who you are, into what you're doing. And this goes for anything, okay? Not just this mentoring program. This goes for going back to school, for, I don't know, getting your real estate license, whatever it is, right? Maybe even getting a car because you need a new car. So I'm just talking about investing in general, okay? This is what successful women do. This is what women who are leaders do. They look at, what's my return on this? What is my return in the long run? Here is the problem that a lot of people, they want instant gratification. We live in a society where everything's on microwave, right? Like click, click, click. You can go on Google and click, click, click. And we live in a society where everything is so fast and everyone wants everything very fast. But ask yourself, what is my return in the long run if I actually invest in myself now? Because what's going to happen is when God is trying to grow you, you will always be presented with an opportunity to grow. And I'm going to grab some water. Hang on, you guys. So I probably am not going to edit this. So you're going to totally hear me say, I'm going to grab some water, and that's fine. But you're always going to be presented with an opportunity to grow. And I'm going to tell you something. The return in the long run is so much greater, okay? At the beginning of this year, I invested into myself, okay? I invested into myself, into a business program. And it was way more than what my program is, but I invested in it because I believed in myself. So here's the problem. For so long, I really didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that I could actually pursue the things that were on my heart. And so when you don't believe in yourself, you don't think that you're worth investing it. And that's a subconscious thing. And I want you to know that if you're secretly feeling like that, you are worth it, girl. You are so worth investing in. And I'm still talking to the moms, because you are the example to your children. You are the one that influences them. And so one of the things that I teach within my mentoring program is a scarcity mentality. What does that even mean? So scarcity mentality, like, it's a limiting belief, okay? Basically, a limiting belief, is just a false belief. That's it. It's the way you see the world, and it's a lie. And so maybe you heard people say, right? Because what happens is that our parents or the people that we look up to growing up, they project their beliefs onto us. So your parents, whoever raised you, whoever influenced you growing up, they projected their beliefs onto you, their fears and their doubts and their limitations, and they molded the way that you thought. Okay, maybe you're starting to realize, wait, I don't really agree with a lot of what I was taught. And that's fine, because a lot of us start to realize that. But the limiting beliefs condition the way that we see life. So if you've ever wanted to open up a business, but you're scared that you're going to fail, have you ever asked yourself why you even think that? So one of the ways to figure this out, if this is a limiting belief, is to think back as far back as you can remember and ask yourself, who did I see say these things? Who said, like, this is going to fail? It's not going to work. Like, who was always being that negative Nancy? Who always fed that into you? Because if you saw that, your brain was literally programmed to think that you're going to run out of money, that you shouldn't invest, that you shouldn't take a chance because you never have money and you're going to run out of money. I'm being real right now. Okay. I said I was taking the Band-Aid off, so please don't get mad at me. But if you ever heard anyone constantly say, there's no money, no tenemos dinero, no hay dinero, no hay dinero. No, para que voy a pagar eso, nomás quieren tu dinero. Like, people in my family used to say, en la iglesia cristianas, nomás quieren pedir dinero, nomás quieren dinero porque se lo roban. Like, girl, really? Like, there's no honest pastors out there. Like, come on. And if you don't speak Spanish, I said that people would say, like, you know, in Christian churches, they just want money. They just want to ask for money. They just want you to give them money because they want to steal the money. Okay, girl, that is a limiting belief. Okay. And then people have that thought going to Christian church. Okay. And you're probably laughing if you've had that thought or you know somebody who has said that. So listen, this limiting belief is the belief of scarcity mentality, right? It's a fear. It's a fear that you will like run out of money. Okay. So you view things in that way. You worry you won't have money, or you constantly save it because you're worried that you won't have money. But I'm going to be real with you, okay? How many of you go buy that Coach purse or Michael Kors or whatever it is? I don't know, because I have a Guess purse and I love that purse and I need to buy another purse. But I used to love Coach purses, but now I love Guess purses. So will you buy a purse for yourself because you like it, right? But when it comes to making a big investment, right, because it's something that you know is going to grow you, then that's where it gets a little bit hard, because you're like, ooh, I'm not really getting anything tangible here. But in actuality, you are. You know what you will get that is tangible? When you implement what you are learning, you're going to grow. And you're going to be a badass, because you're going to be like, I don't care what people say anymore. I am going to pursue my dreams. So I want to encourage you today, like, if this is where you're at and you're like, I don't know, man, like, should I do this? You're on the fence. I want you to say yes to yourself, because you are worth it. Okay. You really, really are. So say yes to yourself, because in this program, you're not going to be by yourself. I'm going to be there with you. Okay, girl. Like, I get it. I was scared to start a business. I was scared to, you know, immerse fully and jump in fully into what was on my heart. Okay. So you're not going to be with someone who doesn't get you, because I get you, girl. Okay. I'm sure you know that by now. You started listening to this podcast and you came back, and there's a reason for that, right? You love me, or you're crazy like me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Look, this program is a place where you're going to be inspired to dream bigger, bigger than ever. You're going to discover who you are at your core. You are going to boldly begin stepping into your authority so you can confidently set those goals and take action and become that woman who impacts and inspires others. And you're going to be an influential woman, because this is going to help you know who you are. This is going to help you uncover those beliefs that have been holding you back that maybe you didn't even know. So if you're a strong mujer who's a go-getter and you're ready to challenge yourself to take the next steps to accomplish your goals and pursue your dreams, girl, this is for you. Because look, I am so excited. I just love to see women chase their big dreams. Okay. Now, what are we going to do? In this program, you're going to learn all about renewing your mind. It's going to help you understand mindset. It's going to help you learn, what are the things that I believed about myself because other people spoke that over me? You're going to learn how to affirm yourself, basically clothe yourself in a way that you can speak truths over yourself. And if you've never received affirmation growing up, this is where you get to do it, girl. Okay. You're going to do some discovery weeks where you're going to really uncover, like, what am I learning? So you know exactly what you're learning. You're going to learn the power of your story. You're also going to learn that your message is your superpower. Obviously, there's so much more. And you're also going to dive into your passions, and we're going to have accountability. So I am so excited. Okay. This is 12 weeks. It goes by so fast. We start September 1st and we end November 17th, and orientation is August 23rd. You're going to have access to me. I'm going to be working with you, helping you, all teaching materials. And girl, I don't want you to miss out. Okay. It's so important that you begin to pursue the dreams on your heart. Now, check it out, okay? I want you to, I'm going to actually put this in the show notes, but I want you to go to rebrand.ly/fearless mentoring, because you're going to be able to read testimonials from women who have been part of my program. I couldn't put all the testimonials on there because then I would run out of space. But there's a beautiful story from Alexis, and just how, you know, the mastermind/mentoring program helped her. Girl, look, I love Alexis. She has been putting her course together. She's an author, and she's really just been diving into her big dreams. And so I want you to go take a look at all that. And then episode 49 of The Fearless Mujer is some reviews, I guess you could say. Some of the girls that graduated from the program tell you what helped them, what they learned. Now, how do you know if this is for you? This is for you if you are ready to accomplish your goals and you're tired for your dreams to just happen. If you're just waiting for your dreams, oh yeah, to just happen, or you keep putting it off, this is for you. If you're ready to do the hard work of heart work and dig deep and dive into what is it that I want to do? How do I do this? What is my why? Why is this important, right? This is for you. And if you're wondering if I'm pushy and bossy, no, girl. No, I am not. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to challenge you, right? But I'm going to do it with compassion always. Now, if you're like, Micaela, this sounds awesome, but I can't make it because I'm so busy. Guess what? You will get replays. So don't worry about that. Okay. Now, if you go to the same link, rebrand.ly/fearless mentoring, go all the way down and you're going to be able to see all the Q&A, right? If you have any questions, anything like that, you can see that on there. You can find out more. You can have all the 411 there. Look, I know you're a strong mujer who has a bigger vision for her life. I know you're ready for a new season of boldness, confidence, and of taking a chance on yourself to do something different and to influence those around you. Now, I want you to be empowered. I want you to set those goals. That's what I'm here for, girl. I'm here to help you. So, girl, I'm super excited. I can't wait to get to know you even more during the next 12 weeks. I cannot wait to see what your dreams are. And I can't wait to set these goals with you. Girl, I'm excited. We are going to be besties for the next 12 weeks and then after. So anyway, chica, hey, God bless you. Don't forget, doors are closing tomorrow, 8:21 at midnight, and I don't want you to miss out. So come on over. I'm waiting for you. I'm so excited. Hey, have a happy weekend.